Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 7th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. UBS to cut another $3 billion United States dollars in costs following Credit Suisse deal. Switzerland-based banking institution UBS has revealed its plans to cut another $3 billion United States dollars in costs following its acquisition of Credit Suisse. Alivo provides 17 banks with access to the Regis system. Alivo has announced its decision to provide 17 banks and financial institutions with access to its new Regis system, operated by the National Bank of Romania. UnionPay International partners with Spring Airlines. Payment network UnionPay International has partnered with Spring Airlines to allow the latter's website to accept UnionPay cards for tourists and business travelers. Arrow partners with Equifax. UK-based embedded finance partner for brands. Arrow has announced its collaboration with Equifax in order to deliver a new data-driven marketplace. Ebury launches a new cross-border payment solution for Brazil. UK-based financial services provider Ebury has launched a new solution for direct transactions between the Brazilian real and the Chinese yuan. PSCU, Co-op Solutions launches BNPL tool. U.S.-based payments credit union service firm PSCU, Co-op Solutions has announced the launch of its new BNPL tool across the legacy co-op payments ecosystem. Nepal Clearinghouse partners with ACI Worldwide. Nepal Clearinghouse has partnered with real-time payments software ACI Worldwide to establish a central infrastructure for card payments in the Nepal market. Clio's Integration Cloud, CIC, optimizes logistics. US-based Clio has launched the Clio Integration Cloud, CIC, platform to augment supply chain execution processes with efficiency, resilience, and growth. ChargeAfter collaborates with Citi Retail Services. U.S.-based multi-lender point-of-sale platform ChargeAfter has been selected by Citi Retail Services as a technology provider for its Citi Pay products. Novo Payment partners with MasterCard. U.S.-based financial and payments infrastructure provider Novo Payment has partnered with MasterCard to support its expansion into Mexico. Liberis partners with Alloy for global expansion and compliance. UK-based embedded business finance solutions provider Liberis has partnered with Alloy to accelerate its expansion and automate its onboarding process. Napier launches new fincrime offering. UK-based financial crime compliance RegTech Napier has announced the launch of two new services for its AML platform Napier Continuum. HFS Research partners with AML RightSource. HFS Research has partnered with AML RightSource in order to release a study on individuals and teach imperatives that drive new automation in fincrime compliance. Evrotrust raises €3.3 million in new funding. Bulgaria-based Evrotrust has announced that it raised €3.3 million from existing clients and private equity fund Silverline Capital. South Korea updates its Virtual Asset Users Protection Act. The government of South Korea has decided to update its Virtual Asset Users Protection Act to protect investors from market crimes. Robinhood integrates MetaMask for easy crypto purchases. US-based blockchain software company Consensus and Robinhood Markets have launched the integration of Robinhood Connect with MetaMask to augment crypto purchases. Ainsworth departs from Open Banking Limited. Alan Ainsworth, Policy and Strategy Director of Open Banking Limited, OBL, is moving on after 6 years in the role. Westpac turns to Dansaraci to simplify invoice finance operations. Westpac is to replace its current invoice finance loan system with technology from Dansaraci. India's MNS Credit Management becomes GLIF validation agent. The Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation, GLEIF, today announces that MNS Credit Management Group Private Limited, MNS, has become the latest credit management company to be approved as a validation agent in the Global Legal Entity Identifier, LEI, system. Setpoint establishes relationship with Wells Fargo. Setpoint, a leading financial services provider, is pleased to establish a banking relationship with Wells Fargo, which enables the cloud-based software company to expand its payment disbursement capabilities. Rhymes hires Ulrich Anselm Olenga Disashi to lead global client managed services team. Rhymes is delighted to welcome Ulrich Anselm Olenga Disashi to their senior management team. Salve awarded license to operate as a closed-service KYC utility service provider. Leading European regulatory technology, RegTech, scale-up Salve has broken new ground by becoming the first technology firm in Europe to secure a regulator-awarded license to operate as a closed-service KYC utility service provider. B2C2 obtains Luxembourg VASP registration. B2C2, the leading crypto liquidity provider servicing institutional clients globally, has obtained regulatory approval to operate in Luxembourg and expand its EU presence. Napier Continuum for AML compliance now available as plug-and-play hosted service or headless API. Napier, the London-based global financial crime compliance RegTech, is pleased to announce that its award-winning anti-money laundering, AML, platform, Napier Continuum is now available through two new service offerings, Napier Continuum Live and Napier Continuum Flow. These new solutions deliver Napier's experience in helping financial institutions transform their AML solutions with a compliance-first focus. Confide allies with the Association of Corporate Investigators. Confide, the revolutionary governance, risk, and integrity platform founded by Wirecard whistleblower Pav Gill, announces a strategic collaboration with the Association of Corporate Investigators, ACI. Genpact expands partnership with ServiceNow. U.S.-based digital transformation company Genpact has announced expanding its partnership with ServiceNow to deliver source-to-pay applications across finance and supply chain operations. Elastos joins forces with the Metaverse Bank. Elastos has partnered with the Metaverse Bank, TMB, to deliver decentralized digital ID services to enable users to verify any form of personal credential securely. Charitable giving fintech Overflow raises $20 million. A church pastor has raised $20 million for his startup, called Overflow, that aims to make charitable giving frictionless. Entrust opens talks to take over on Fido. Entrust, a provider of security services for payment cards, passwords and access controls, has confirmed that it has entered exclusive negotiations to acquire ID verification outfit on Fido. Ebury opens Brazil Real to China Yuan Payments Corridor. Ebury, a fintech specializing in cross-border payments and FX solutions, based in London and present in 25 countries, has introduced to the market a pioneering solution for direct transactions between the Brazilian real and the Chinese yuan. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.